Thank you for calling in the Eagle Moss today. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to touch base with you folks on the status of my two subscriptions I have with you. I think the last one I got was the end of December, and I just wanted to see how things are going or if I should be expecting a shipment soon. Can I give you my subscription number?
Is it under James Dempsey?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your address, Mr. Dempsey?
It's 7500 Quincewood Court, Durwood, Maryland, 20855.
That's what I have. What's your email address?
It's jim.dempsey@gmail.
That's what I have also. Which account are you calling about, the James Bond or the DeLorean?
Let's go to the DeLorean first. The last one I received was issue 123. I feel like I'm almost at the end, but not quite.
Okay. Let me look at it. Hold on just a second. It says that your 128 is out of stock. That's why they haven't sent you one. But they have you scheduled for this Friday, so they may have it. Let me see if it'll let me do view next shipment and see what's on it.
Okay.
Give me up to 5 minutes. All right. Okay, let's see. I have to see if it's going to pull up. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. And then I'm going to look at how many items you have left, okay? And we can see it'll show me. Yeah, it'll show me your total items. But I got to see if it's going to pull up. But I just know you have, if they're sending you, if they have a next shipment date, more than likely the item is in. It's going to continue to tell me it's out of stock until they get ready to ship it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't give a next shipment date unless your item is in. They just send your item with the next 12. So hold on just
okay.
Yeah.
And I think there's some specials and various stuff that's potentially available with that one. And I think I even had one issue that was put on a hold because it was just out of stock for a really long time, way back at the beginning. It was like either 5 or 6.
Issue 5 or 6?
Yeah, it was one of those two.
Okay. Yeah, it's not coming up. Just let me see the next items in your shipment. So what we're going to do is I'm going to see how many items you have left. We're going to go to that next.
Sure.
Give me a minute so it'll unfreeze.
I remember getting a subscription early into COVID thinking, well, I'll have something to do while I'm at home. And I never thought I'd get to the end. Jeez, so many issues, so long, and we're still in COVID.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least
maybe
get you something
to
do.
Another one. Yeah. Maybe I ought to subscribe to the Mercedes 300 Goldwing or something. I don't know.
Yeah, some customers do that. When they finish one, they'll start the next one. They don't do them all at one time. All right, let's see. You're at like 120-something, like 122. They have you, yeah, 123 is the last one. They have you 124 to 158 left. And that's for the DeLorean.
158?
Yes, you have to go to 158.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were that many.
Yes, it is. All right, hold on just a second. All right, so I'm going to come out. Now, you want to go to the other one, or you have any other questions for this one?
So you're pretty sure what's available is going to go ahead and ship this Friday then?
I can't tell you that because everything is set by the computer system. Everything is automated, but it won't let me look at it, so I can't answer that right now. If it let me look at it, I see exactly what's coming to you. But it's not pulling up for me. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. The day of, on the 19th, you can call and see if somebody can see it at that point for you.
But at least
we
right
have
now,
pretty much 24/7.
Yeah, but at least right now it's telling you that I have a scheduled shipment for this Friday.
Yes.
Okay.
It could change. They might not ship it out. I have no idea. I'm just telling you what the computer system is stating.
Okay, that's
but usually
fair enough.
When, yeah, usually it doesn't have a next shipment date if your item doesn't come in. It'll continue to be delayed.
Are there any specials in this one that need to be selected? I know I received, like, earlier on in the build, like, emails and stuff saying, hey, you're due for this special issue, something like that. Are there anything
those? Yeah, I can't answer that because I can't pull up your next shipment. I can only look at what they've shipped you. And I just told you I can't pull up your next shipment. I have no idea what they're about to send you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait till the day of, and you can probably call Friday and ask.
That's no problem. Can you check issue 5 and 6 and see if they ever came back in stock?
5 and 6. Hold on. Was that for... hold on. Go ahead.
I want to say it was issue 5, and I just like left it permanently on hold and figured I'd come back to it at some later date, but I didn't know if you guys ever got that back in stock.
Okay, I don't see where they skipped the 5 or 6. I know you have a special account for it. So let me look at your special account and see what's going on. Yeah, you skipped the first 2 items on here. They shipped something to you on 10-3, the crystal case. And then I don't see anything else on the specials for the DeLorean. So let me go back into the regular account and go where 5 and 6 should have been sent to you. Hold on just a second. All right, let's see. Let me go back. Give me a minute. You said 5 and 6. 15. I see 1 and 2. 3, 4. I see 5. I don't see 6.
That must have been the one then.
It was just 6.
One of them I had reshipped because it was missing a piece.
Okay, well, let me look at the reship. Go ahead.
And then the other one was just put on skip. It was one of the two, 5 and 6. One of them was skipped, and the other one was reshipped.
Okay, let me see. Because I can unskip it if they skipped it for you. I can click a check mark.
That would be great.
But I need to look at it.
Right. Oh. It's just that if it's still out of stock, then, you know, it could hold out. It could hold up the current order, and I'm hesitant to do that. But yeah, we'll see if it's available again. It's been a while, so hopefully it came back.
Okay, still going. So let me let it finish processing.
Okay.
All right, I think
you guys
just
seeing the supply chain stuff getting worse over time, or has it been getting
better? It's worse. The post office is taking a month. It used to take a week. They're taking a month to deliver items. It's getting ridiculous.
Wow.
At this point, it's getting ridiculous. It was horrible Christmas. People were ordering in November, and they still didn't get the items before Christmas.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that for sure, is that the stuff you guys would typically drop ship USPS, I mean, I wasn't even getting a notification that it hit the system till like 2 weeks after you sent me the email. And then it still took like a week or 2 weeks before it showed up.
Yeah, they reshipped 5 to you on 5/29/2020. I can't reship it again if they've already shipped it. But you are missing 6.
No, that's fine. It's number 6.
Let me go back. Yeah, let me go back. Circle 6, because I had wrote down 5 and 6.
Now, I did notice that, you know, I had some parts that were, you know, really fragile. And I was wondering, you know, before I close out my subscription, is it possible to, like, buy an extra issue just to make sure I have a spare part if something breaks?
You're trying to order the same items again?
Right. Like 5 and 6 are the front wheels, the piece that holds the wheel to the frame of the car, and they're really flimsy. And so, like, I noticed number 5, the one I had that was number 5, had a piece missing, and, you know, it's made out of very thin metal, and so, you know, it's easily damaged. So I was curious if I could just order, you know, a couple of spare parts, because, you know, I expect this thing to last many years, but I could see, like, those weak areas, you know, something could break from handling or whatever, and I'm just kind of wondering if that's even possible or if you guys do that.
Okay, I'm going to, person I'm about to ask is the supervisor, because I'm going to tell them about your 6. I can't go and unskip it, because you're at 123, so it's not showing me anything you did before that.
So okay.
Yeah, I can't go click on it and unskip it. So hold on just a second. Get your information in here. Almost finished. 006 C. All right, I sent that off as an escalation so someone can do that for you. And I can answer your question. We don't do individual pieces like that. We can reship it to you if you want just that. Do you want me to do a reship? Do you know what issue that is?
Well, it would be for number 5 if I was to do it, but...
Yeah, yeah, and they've already reshipped
it to
you.
Reshipped it once.
Yeah.
So I look at the metal, and I know it's like super thin, and when you see the wheel, like, because when you're building it, you have to turn the thing around on the counter and, you know, put it at different angles to be able to work on it. And I can see the thing getting a little bit looser and doesn't want to hold in place anymore. And so I'm just going, at some point, it's going to break. And so I would like to just have a replacement part on hand. But I understand where you guys are coming from, and it's not a big deal today. So maybe when I get closer to the end, I can do something. The only other questions I had right now was that I had a reship request on the other subscription. That's the 002BB5.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I'm trying to see if there's a shipment number, but it was sent in October, and only one piece out of like 8 items came. It was when the display case was shipped, all I got was the base and none of the other stuff that came during that shipment were received. And so I had, I think it was issues 51 through 58 were requested. I don't know if it shows that.
51 through 58. Hold on just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm on this account now. This is your DB5. The last thing they mailed you was 75, 76, and then 79, 78, 79, 77. So 75, 76, 77. 78, 79, then 80, 81, and 82. That was sent to you on 12/22.
Right, and this,
and
this
then,
went
go
out
ahead.
In, I was going to say, this one that that was missing was from October 20th is when I got the shipment notification. And I got a big box, and so I was like, oh, sweet, I got the box that I was looking for. And I opened up the box probably like, you know, sometime into November, and all it was the display base, and it didn't have anything else with it. And so what I think happened is there were multiple boxes shipped under the same tracking number, and so I got one item, and now when I try to go to see, well, was it shipped or whatever, and it's just, it's not even listed in the Eagle Moth system or the Postal Service or anything. But I did put in a reship request for 51 through 58, and I don't. Hopefully, it's still in the system, or if I need to, you know, re-request it to see what we can do there.
Okay, let me go and look. Hold on just a second. All right, let's see. I saw where they shipped the crystal base to you. So hold on a moment. The crystal base, that's under the DeLorean. You're talking about
right.
A different
account.
I get
confused. There's the crystal case, which is that, and then there's the base, which is, I got the base for the DB5 and the case for the DeLorean.
Yeah,
so
that's what it is.
It all gets confusing.
So you saying you still haven't received the crystal case because they shipped that on 10/30?
No, I have the crystal case. It's the display base
that
I received. But on the display base for the DV5, it was supposed to have like 10 items on that shipment, and all I got was the base.
Okay, gotcha. No, the special accounts, if it's under the display base, that's all they're going to say. That's separate from your regular account. So hold on just a second. You said DeLorean.
Yeah.
And then you said the DB5. That's the special.
Right. So
account.
This is a DB5, and it should be a reship for 51 through 58.
Hold on. No, I was in the special account. Let me go. I have to go back and forth. So that's a regular account for the DB5. Now, it says magazine DB5 buildup for 83 through 86 is out of stock. Pending a reship, DB5 UK badge. They entered a reship for you on 12/21/2020. It says it's out of stock. So that's why the reship hasn't come to you.
So the badge is out of stock. Right, it's 51 through 58, and there's a little badge that goes on the base. Right?
Yeah. Hold on.
And so the badge is out of stock, and so they're holding the reship of the 51 through 58 while the badge comes in?
Yeah, so they're not going to ship it to the item is in. They're going to ship it with it. But I see this is way back in October.
Yeah.
They have a binder they sent you. Go ahead.
Right, so you see the kind of pickle I'm in. I can't kind of move forward until I take care of those issues. So you guys have sent many issues since, and they're just kind of on the shelf. So I'm just trying to figure out what to do to see if I can get working. I mean, if we could, you know, ship the badge when it comes in and get those other issues going. At least I could keep building on the car. But
yeah, everything is automated in the system. I can't add or take anything from it. I don't control what they ship, and they're not going to ship it until it gets in. And when it gets in, they'll give you a date. So like I told you, it might be coming on 219. They have this one set for 219 as well. You see if it'll let me view this next shipment. If it doesn't, then I can't tell you. So let me see if it'll let me look at it. And I can tell you what's coming this Friday.
So
if not, you're going to have to call Friday. Go ahead.
No, that's cool. I understand. But we've at least established that there's two pending shipments, one for DeLorean and one for DB5 that are on this Friday. That's good, because I didn't know that before. So
okay. So what I was telling you earlier for the other one, I told you to call in Friday morning and see if they can view and see what it is. Either it's going to already be in the system or they can view next shipment and see what's coming.
Okay, so this one
is not letting me do it. Yeah, it's not letting me do it.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that's good to know. I honestly, it just kind of gone dark, right? I hadn't heard anything from you guys, and so I was like, did I miss something? And no, it's just you guys have parts shortages that you're trying to fill and get everything put together so you can get it in one batch. So
yeah, but your best thing to do is to call back Mr. Dempsey around Friday at 1 o'clock or so. Mm-hmm. Or that morning, and you can ask them to look at it and see what it should be already set in the system. But then it'll be able to tell you what's coming. If the items that you're looking for, that you're asking me about, they'll tell you if they're in the next shipment or not. If not, they may be in the next shipment. But either way, we can't add or take anything away from it. It's going to be automatically set up by the computer.
Totally understand. That makes perfect sense.
All right. Anything
now,
else?
Last thing. There was some specials associated with the DV5, a couple of these little die-cast cars and like a little helicopter thing, and it said that was going to be shipped, and then I got another notification saying, hey, that's out of stock. Is that, and this was November, I guess it was originally supposed to come in. Is there been any change with the specials associated with DV5? Do we have an in-stock date on those? Are there any other ones potentially that I'm scheduled to get?
Again,
as well?
Mr. Dempsey, you're going to have to call Friday once somebody can see it, and it'll tell you if it's coming. Nothing changes with it. If you're due to have it, the system will automatically have it scheduled for you to receive when it's time.
I didn't know because you mentioned specials might have their own kind of sub account or whatever. I didn't know if that was treated differently, but
yeah, they do. Hold on just a second. I think I just looked at it. I have to come back out and come back in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hold on just a second. And this is for the James Bond, or is this for the DeLorean?
This is for the James Bond.
Is it a gyrocopter and Jaguar?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah, it's out of stock. They have it pending.
Okay, still out of stock.
Yes, it's still out of stock. That's all it'll tell me. Doesn't have a next shipment date for that, so I know they don't have it yet. Like I was telling you earlier, if they had the item that was going to come to you, I would have seen a next shipment date. It would have been like 219 as well. It would have shown me that it was out of stock until it got ready to ship to you. But I don't see next shipment date on here at all. I just see it pending.
Gotcha. But when it comes back in stock, it'll just automatically get sent, and there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, the computer automatically sets it up. Period.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right. Anything else?
Well, no, ma'am. I think that'll do it. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you're welcome.
Welcome to do everything.
Enjoy your items when you receive them. You too. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Yes, ma'am.